Word of Faith Netcast is on the air. Well, greetings once again. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I'm so glad you could join us for this netcast. We're going to be starting a new topic this week, and I want to get right into it. But first, we have a few announcements. First of all, SpeakFaith.tv is still out there, still going strong. We've got thousands, and I mean that thousands of households connected via SpeakFaith.tv. That's exciting because it is reaching people with the uncompromising Word of Faith message. And that is very important because these are the last of the last days. And matter of fact, along that line, very soon, we're going to be adding a new feature to SpeakFaith.tv. I can't talk about it yet because it's still kind of in the planning stages, in the development stages. But we're getting there, okay? Praise the Lord. So I'll just hold off on that. Boy, I sure would like to tell you what we've got in store. I will say this. It has to do with the last of the last days teaching. That's what reminded me, okay? So that ought to whet your appetite just a bit for what we've got coming down the pike on SpeakFaith.tv. Praise the Lord. And, of course, as always, I want to encourage you to listen to Word of Faith Radio. Our Word of Faith Radio listenership is going up every day, and more people are finding out about it. But you can have a big part in helping that come to pass. Help get the word out about Word of Faith Radio. Now, many of you are listening to this netcast, the audio portion of it, on Word of Faith Radio right now. We come on Sunday mornings right after Kenneth Copeland's program. Brother Copeland comes on at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on Word of Faith Radio. We come on at 9:30 right after his program on Sunday mornings on Word of Faith Radio. Of course, we also have our daily program, which also follows Brother Copeland's weekly audio program. His program comes on at 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. That's 11 a.m. Eastern Time. And then we come on at 11:30 right after his program. Praise the Lord. That's an excellent time slot right after Kenneth Copeland's program, both on Sunday and Monday through Friday. And so we're excited about that. And you can join us as we teach the uncompromising Word of Faith during both of those times. But I wanted to mention that you may be listening to the audio of this video netcast on a Sunday morning on Word of Faith Radio. Now, in any case, whether you're listening to me now through that venue or not, you have the opportunity to share with folks about Word of Faith Radio. All you have to do is get on your email, send your friends and your email contact list information about Word of Faith Radio. Just point them to the website, wofr.org, Word of Faith Radio, wofr.org. Point them to that website. Tell them they can listen. There's all kinds of ways they can listen. They can use TuneIn Radio on their iPhone and their iPad and their, I have a Nexus 10 Android tablet that I use, and I can listen to Word of Faith Radio. You can listen on our Roku channel, SpeakFaith.tv Roku channel, to Word of Faith Radio. There's just all kinds of ways of hearing Word of Faith Radio. And, of course, we also have our micro-broadcasting systems. There's a few out there now. We want to get more as we go along. But right now we have one in High Point, North Carolina. We have one in Newton, North Carolina. Micro-broadcasting Word of Faith Radio. And you can go to the website and find out more about that as well. So there's just all kinds of opportunities for you to hear the uncompromising Word of Faith message. Amen. And you need to take advantage of them because I'm telling you, in these last of the last days, it's just going to get more and more critical to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Amen. All right, let's go into the Word of God. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul is speaking here to the Corinthian church, and he says, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom," talking about man's wisdom, "declaring unto you the testimony of God." In other words, I wasn't a great orator. I wasn't a great public speaker. I didn't come to try to impress you with my oratory. You know, so many preachers, I just thought of Brother Copeland. I love the way he puts this. He says, "Why is it that when people start preaching, they want to start talking perpendicular?" I know what he means by that. He gives an example of it. Yes, amen, hallelujah. Why do you want to do that? Why put on? You know what I'm saying? Why not just speak normally like you would to a friend? You're trying to share with them the most important information in the world, and here you are going into this holy talk, which just sounds silly. I mean, you take it out of its religious setting, and it's just literally hilarious. But we need to be serious and get the word out to folks. Paul is telling them here, look, I didn't come to you with excellency of speech. I didn't come to you with natural wisdom, declaring the testimony of God. Verse 2, "For I determined not to know anything among you, save or except Jesus Christ and Him crucified." Preaching Jesus and Him crucified. That's the key. That's what Paul came to do. Let's keep on reading here. "And as I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling." Now, apparently, he wasn't exactly the best public speaker and wasn't very adept at public speaking. Amen. In the natural, I'm saying here. "And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom." Notice, he qualifies it. Man's wisdom. See, we want God's wisdom. We don't need man's wisdom. Man's wisdom will lead you down a path that seems right to a man, but really is that, you know, the end thereof is destruction. Amen? So we need God's wisdom. So he says, "I didn't come preaching with enticing words of man's wisdom, but I came in demonstration of the Spirit," that's the Holy Spirit, "and of power," God's power. That's what we need. We need a demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Now, how do we get there? How do we get to the point that there is a demonstration of Spirit and of power? Well, let's keep reading, and then we'll come back and revisit that. Verse 5, "that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but it should stand in the power of God." Your faith needs to stand in God's power. If God can't do the things the Bible says God can do, then why are we praying? "Oh, but Dr. Bill, we should pray." Well, yes, we should pray. But if we really don't believe that those prayers are going to have the desired end result, why are we praying? "Well, it's my religious duty." Well, that's not good enough. Praying just because it's your religious duty, praying just because you think you ought to, but don't expect any results, that's fruitless. And actually, it's even, dare I say, it's even shameful. Because as a Christian, you ought to be doing what you can to fulfill the great commission of the Lord. Amen? We're to be reaching out to the world. And Paul himself here is saying, if I just go out in my own wisdom and my own ability, I'm going to fail. I've got to go and I've got to reach the world and I've got to preach in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That's what it's going to take. The world needs to see reality. They don't need to see your... well, your opinion, let's put it that way. They don't need to see your opinion. They don't need to hear your opinion. Matter of fact, they've got their own opinions. And most of the time, they're completely wrong. And they have a low estimation of their own opinion most of the time. So why do you think they're going to value yours? No, they need to see what the Word of God says. See, we need God's ideas, God's thoughts. I've been teaching on the Word of Faith radio broadcast, the Monday through Friday broadcast on Word of Faith Radio. I've been teaching on God's thoughts are higher. His ways are higher than ours. And they are. Isaiah 55 talks about that. And beginning in verse 8. Matter of fact, I think I'll just head on over there, because I think it's important that you see it from the Scripture, what it says very clearly about God's thoughts and God's ways. Let's go to Isaiah 55, verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. See, that would mean his opinions are not your opinions. My ways are higher than your ways, or neither are my ways, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens, this is what I want to get to. For as the heavens were higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. His thoughts are higher, his ways are higher. But now he doesn't leave it there. If he left it there, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts, my ways are higher than your ways, I'm God. So just get over it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if that was the attitude of this scripture, then we'd just be stuck. But that's not God's point. God's point is his thoughts are higher, his ways are higher, but, are you ready? Verse 10, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. In other words, his word is like the water that pours out of heaven, the rain, that waters the earth and gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Did you know why it's seed to the sower and bread to the eater? Because when you're sowing seed, you don't want to eat your seed. You want to sow your seed, which means you got to have something to eat. What you're going to eat? You're going to eat the bread. He's providing you bread to eat while you're sowing the seed that he's also provided. He's provided it all, folks. So you get the bread to eat now. You get the seed to plant, which you can later harvest and turn into bread. So it's a process. Amen? He goes on to say, talking about his word now, coming like rain out of heaven. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. That means empty or without power. His word will not return unto him empty or without power. Did you get that? Now hold that thought. It, the word, shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. So the purpose for which he sent his word, it will prosper and it will have good success in the area that he sent it. Why? Because it has the power within it to cause itself to come to pass. Hallelujah. Now, we find that to be true. Boy, I'm really getting off into some different directions that I'd planned, but that's okay. Praise the Lord. You know, whenever the Holy Ghost takes us in a direction, I like to just go with it. Amen? Because, again, you don't need my opinions. You need God's opinions. Praise the Lord. God's word. Let's go to Luke chapter 1. This is talking about when the angel came to Mary and told her that she was blessed because God had chosen her to bring forth Jesus, his only begotten son. And Mary, verse 34, said to the angel, after he told her all these things, angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? That was a very practical question. She said, angel, look, you know, I'm all for bearing this child for God, but I've never known a man. I'm a virgin. How am I going to give birth? And the angel makes a very interesting statement. The angel says something here that in the King James is a little blind to us, but we'll read it in the King James, and then I'll tell you what the Greek says here. The angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. Then he says in verse 37, here's the key. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Now, you read that verse of Scripture, and you think to yourself, well, yeah, you know, with God, nothing's impossible. Okay, I can see how even a virgin could conceive. Well, okay, yeah, that's true. But that's not the full meaning of this Scripture. If you read it out of the Greek, it is very enlightening. And it falls right in line with Isaiah 55 that we just read a few minutes ago. It says, I get this, no spoken word of God, no word that came out of God's own mouth, is void of the power required to bring that word to pass. You say, now wait a minute, Dr. Bill, hold on. The Scripture in the King James says, for with God nothing shall be impossible. But you're saying in the Greek it says that no spoken word of God is void of the power required to bring that word to pass? Yep, that's exactly what it says. And as a matter of fact, if you go over to the Amplified of that particular verse, you can hear part of what it is saying. For with God nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. See, the Amplified takes the meaning, the literal words, and expands that definition. So you get what you hear from the King James, with God nothing is ever impossible. But you get the literal Greek meaning, no word spoken by God shall be without power to fulfill that word. Now do you see how this ties to Isaiah 55 that we read earlier? The Word of God is not without the power to cause its own fulfillment. If God says something in His Word, the power is in that Word to fulfill that Word. Do you see that? Therefore, here's the key. Therefore, if you take God's Word and you put it in your mouth and you speak it out, it's not you that has to have the power. Let's go back to what Paul was saying. You know, we've been skipping around here on some different things. But let me go back over here to the King James. I was in the Amplified. Hallelujah. Paul is saying here, when I was with you, I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. I didn't have any power in and of myself. But my speeching, my preaching, was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but it was in the demonstration of the Spirit and power. When he preached the Word of God, the power of God was within those words to cause those words to come to pass. Now, why? That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Our faith has to stand in the power of God. Where's the power of God? In His Word. What do we need to do then? Preach the Word. That's what Paul was saying. He said, if I came to you and just gave you my opinion, that wouldn't do you any good. If I came to you in my ability, it would be weak and trembling. But I came to you in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, because I came to you preaching the Word of God, which contains within it the power of God to cause the Word to come to pass. Did you get that? The power that's needed to cause the Word to come to pass is within those words themselves. So when you preach the Word, when you speak the Word, when you pray the Word, when you confess the Word, when you believe the Word, the power is within that Word to cause it to come to pass in your life. Hallelujah. Now, if you'll grab a hold of that and you'll run with it, you will find there is no occasion, there is no circumstance, there is nothing that can come on your life or in your life that can't be overcome by the promises of God's Word. If it's physical healing you need, you go find Scripture concerning physical healing and you confess those scripture, and you meditate on those scripture, and you believe those scriptures, and they contain within them the power to bring your healing into manifestation. Now, let's say you have a financial need. What do? Same thing. You go to the Word of God. You get the Word of God concerning your needs being met. You get the Word of God concerning that you are a giver. You have given. It's given back to you again. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. Men, give unto your bosom. Luke 6:38. You get scriptures like that. You begin to meditate them. You begin to study them. You begin to speak them. The power is within those scriptures to cause whatever it was sent to do, in this case, bring financial blessing, to come to pass in your life. Let's say you have a social need. You need favor with your employer. You need favor with your family or whoever. Begin to confess scripture concerning having those needs met. The power is within those scriptures to bring that to pass. The supernatural demonstration of the Holy Spirit and power come about because you are applying the Word of God in these areas specifically. And I like what I heard Brother Kenneth Copeland say many years ago. He said he wanted to learn to use the Word of God as a tool, just like a master carpenter uses his hammer and his chisel and his tools. He wants to use them with great craftsmanship, with great ability. Use them as a tool. Use the words of God as a tool to affect your life positively. God's given you His Word. His Word contains the power necessary to bring His Word to pass. Now, all you have to do is take His Word, put it in your mouth, speak it out of your mouth, and you will see manifestations beginning to come to pass. It will be a demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Hallelujah. Amen? Are you getting this? Whoo, praise the Lord, I trust you are. Now, I want to encourage you, once again, to catch our Word of Faith radio program. Go to our website, wofm.org. That's W-O-F-M, Word of Faith Ministries, wofm.org, because we're a nonprofit organization. Go to that website. You can find videos there. You can find our old print newsletters. You can find articles that I've written. You can find all kinds of resources, audio files. You can download MP3s. We have MP3s that go back to the 1980s, the early 1980s, and on from there, of audio messages that have been preached. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. There's a lot of resources there. So go to that website, avail yourself of those resources, and tell folks about it. As I said, that ministry spreading that word, that's available to you. You say, well, I'm not in the ministry, Dr. Bill. Yeah, but you can be in the ministry of sharing this information concerning Word of Faith Radio, concerning speakfaith.tv, concerning our website with all the resources available there. All you got to do is send people an email that says, man, did you know all these resources are available? Let me tell you about them. And you'll be surprised how many of those folks will write you back and go, man, I had no idea all this was available. This changed my life. And the warm feeling of fulfillment that you'll get from somebody saying, wow, what you shared with me changed my life for the better. I'm telling you, there's nothing like it. And literally, you find the truth of the scripture that says, how beautiful are the feet of them who brought the gospel of glad tidings. Woo, hallelujah. You can be one of those with beautiful feet. I tell you what, you know, just look at your feet and say, woo, you got beautiful feet. Those feet, man, I tell you, they're good looking. You may say, huh? I'm telling you, get a vision of the fact that the Word of God's true, and you need to confess it, and you need to believe it, even about your beautiful feet. Hallelujah. Now, how do you get beautiful feet? You preach the gospel. How do you preach the gospel? Well, you may not be called to preach on a street corner or through audio messages or whatever, But you can be, if you're not one of those who went, you can be one of those who sent. I know the English there isn't all that great, but you get the meaning. Amen. If you can't go personally, you can send somebody else, or you can expedite that message going through that minister, that messenger, by spreading the word. Amen. That's what we're here to do. Praise God. Well, I tell you what, we're just about out of time. We're going to have to go. Join us next time. Remember until, let me give you the address. Don't forget to do that. Let me give you the address. It is P.O. Box 52. And you know what? I'm going to check it, because last time, I hate to admit this, but I gave you the wrong address. I'm going to just stop right here and go absolutely make sure that I've got the right address. It's very simple. All you have to do is go to our website. It's funny me having to go to my own website to be 100% sure that the address is correct. But I'd rather do that than get it wrong, because I gave it to you wrong last time. It is, are you ready? P.O. Box 5213. I'm reading it right off the webpage. 5213. Matter of fact, I've even got a scripture that goes along with it, supposed to remind me of it. And that is Isaiah 52:13. Isaiah 52:13 says, "Behold, my servant shall deal wisely and shall prosper. He shall be exalted and extolled and shall stand very high." Isaiah 52:13, just to remind me of that P.O. Box. So it is Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213, High Point, North Carolina, the zip code 27262. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you just got to remind yourself of these things, right? All right, our email address is drbill@wofm.org. Join us next time. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God. The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.